Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. We are on 1 day away from the NFL Draft, the 78th NFL Draft, and that starts tomorrow night, Radio City Music Hall at 8 p.m., and then Thursday, or Friday, then 6:30. So a lot going on in terms of NFL Draft talk. And today we're going to be joined with Boston College punter Jared Loveno as he makes his path towards that next level. And it's amazing that, the All-Star Games, the NFL Draft pre-visits, the workouts have all concluded, and now it's come down to this tomorrow night. And as promised, Boston College's standout punter, Jared Loveno, kind enough to join us. Jared, good morning to you. Appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your career at Boston College has kind of come and gone? Your teammates are doing spring ball, and you're getting prepared for the National Football League?
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Thanks for having me, by the way. I stopped by a couple practices, and it was just very weird not being able to participate. But especially because I'm still around, I've been taking grad classes.
Nice. And I'm curious, how do you kind of end up in, becoming a punter? It's a unique position, and I'm sure you probably played other sports growing up, but kind of how did you find yourself up being that guy, putting the ball at the end?
That's a great question, actually. I get that a lot. In high school, I kind of was told to try out for football because my cousin had done it before me, made his friends there. He's like, oh, go ahead, try out. It's great. I was a baseball and basketball player. And then I made the team as a wide receiver, and the coach just put a ball on a tee. I was like, who can kick it? One of a couple people who raised their hands, kicked the ball. It's like, all right, you're the punter, you're the kicker, go ahead. And then it kind of rolled from there.
And the rest is history. 10 years old, Jared, who's that guy that you do pretend you want to be? Your football's in your hand, you're in the backyard with your buddies. Who's that guy that you kind of emulate and pretend you want to be?
Honestly, I had not known very much about punting until I started doing it. So when I started looking into it, I saw Ray Guy was like the big name. And then as I watched the NFL, Shane Leckler actually was always my favorite punter. And he actually just left Oakland and went to Houston. And he's had a great career so far. He's been almost 20 years in the league. And hopefully I can do the same thing.
Yeah, and the Oakland Raiders, they don't do a lot of good things well, but they did have the stronghold on the special teams game with Sebastian Janikowski and Shane Leckler. Has been two of the best in the league. And like you said, he's moving on to the Texans. So I'm sure he's excited to be on a contender, not a pretender. We're here 1 day away before the thing gets started in New York City. It's the NFL draft, and one of the players making their path towards that next level is today's guest from BC, Jared Loveno. For you, when does it sink in that, you're going to be able to kind of have this opportunity to, be looked at and have, get your foot in the door? As well as anybody, not a lot of people have this opportunity. When does it really sink in that the skill set's there that you can make this happen?
Honestly, you always hear about it every year as I've been at BC. I've seen some of my teammates going to camp. Some make it, some don't, but they're always right in there. And for me, it had taken me a while to get on the field at BC, so it's more me worrying about when I'm going to become a starter at Boston College. But now that I've had the season, it kind of came and went, and I got lucky enough to do pretty well. And all of a sudden, when the calls start coming in from teams asking, are you healthy, are you ready for camp, this and that, kind of starts to sink in. You're getting phone calls from these teams. It's kind of cool.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And in terms of phone call, I'm sure your phone rang as well for different agents wanting to represent you. I'm sure your cell phone rings. You're like, hey, man, who's – what area code is this? But you signed with Agency Athlete and John Hernandez. What did John, how did you know John was the best fit for you in this process?
The punter who had been ahead of me at BC has had some good opportunities right now. He actually just signed with the Jets, and he was helping me, Ryan Quigley, and he was giving me some advice on agents and his experiences and this and that, and how it's hard in the first place for a punter to be represented by any agent or any specialist for that matter, especially someone like me who was a one-year starter. And so I was kind of just doing my homework, fishing around, trying to talk to anyone who could help me. And when I was looking up one of the players, I had noticed him on John's website. And when I tried to send the guy the email, John actually had gotten back to me. and expressed interest, and he seemed like the perfect fit in terms of, you know, he just started up, he's got a great background, and it seems like a guy that will really work for you, so it was a no-brainer.
Definitely, John, one of the best in the business, one of the most trusted guys, I think, in the business as well, and I think, you know, sometimes you hear those crazy words that come out of, you know, agents and agencies. Sometimes trust is a very critical and valued thing in the business. For you, we pass this off to scouts and coaches, and I know there's not much time since we're one day away before the NFL draft, so it's not like I'm sure the teams are going to, you know, pick up on it that quick. But in your own words, I mean, what's that home run part of your game, Gerald? What's that one thing that these guys are going to kind of really, you know, love when they start watching film and, you know, take notice of you?
For me, I spent my last 5 years training in some of the worst weather conditions in the country and being a directional punter. And which that in itself is a challenge. And then I've actually gone through 3 special teams coaches as well. So I'm definitely adaptable to change. And I would say my best asset, although I was a directional punter, might be the strength of my leg. So definitely versatile in that sense. And, you know, feel like I can fit any team that's looking for whatever style of punter they want. So I would say, the fact that I can gel into any system.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I know the punter is a unique position, but does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes, you know, we've had a few punters on the show, you know, they said they weren't allowed to really kind of let loose on the ball. You know, the coaches would have them punt in certain formations or even pinning the ball down. You know, they elected not to do certain things. Was there anything that you were held back? And it's not a knock at the coaching staff, but is there anything out there that may go unnoticed in terms of, you know, what you were allowed to do at BC?
Yeah, actually, every part of my entire career, I was never actually allowed to hit a ball down the middle of the field. It was definitely always a left or a right punt, and sometimes I'd be on a right hash punting left or vice versa, which is actually a pretty steep angle, which definitely kills your punt average. And, you know, I understand the scheme and the directional punting, and but it's just sometimes when you go to these combines after and you see these other punters, they don't even know what directional punting is. And I would say that. And then also, I was the holder. The holder definitely goes very unnoticed. Might be one of the most interesting positions on the field. I don't think anyone ever knows who you are or if you're there. You know, you're just like a figure. And you're always the goat if something goes wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the only time they know who you are. Your name will blow up on the Twitter page the next day that, you know, Gerald Lavino mentioned that. But obviously, that's not the case. Once again, BC standout punter. He was honorable mention in the ACC, and he's currently making his path towards the NFL. NFL draft is tomorrow night. Gerald Lavino, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the C2P show. If you miss any of this interview with him, you simply log on to the site. There you can find this interview and some draft analysis of what this young man brings to the table, why he is on the NFL's radar. And in terms of that radar, have you spoken with any teams? Have you had any contact or any, you know, I know Pro Day, I'm sure you punted for teams as well, but talk a little bit about, you know, the mix and mingling between you and the NFL guys right now.
I definitely got a couple calls in the past couple weeks. About 4 or 5 teams contacted me multiple times a piece. Just, you know, they ask the pre-draft questions. Are you healthy? You ready for camp? This and that. And, you know, that's what I was told is the process, and I'm kind of excited at the prospect of, you know, going to a camp and showing what I can do.
Yeah, and any off-the-wall questions thrown at you, or just basically the simple, are you healthy and we need your, you know, your cell number and some contact information for, you know, to contact you? I mean, anything crazy?
I mean, the only besides the typical questions, probably just ask me, because I've been up in Boston, what happened with the marathon type of thing. They were interested to hear how everything was, but, you know, nothing too wild, though.
Definitely, and, I mean, everything pretty much back to normal in Boston now?
Yeah, I actually heard from some people down in Copley where the bombing was that they are opening up today, actually, or at least the owners are allowed to go back today and take a look at their places. And, yeah, it was definitely for a while people were on edge, but it seems like slowly it's coming around. And, you know, sports seem to be like, as usual in Boston, but sports seem to be, you know, the outpost for everyone's feelings and what's going on here.
You were on campus when that all happened? Or
I was about 5 miles away, so it wasn't that close, but it's still right away when it happened. The cops kind of round everyone up and tell them what's going on. It's kind of eerie because it's the best day of the year in Boston. It's one of the biggest holidays in the year, and then it goes from just horrific. But even still, you know, next year will be an unbelievable event for sure. Everyone's already talking about it, and can't wait to see the support, you know.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, the people of Boston showed up. I mean, the strength of the city really flexed its muscle after that tragedy. And like I said, I'm a marathon runner, ultra runner myself, so I was kind of, sad to see what happened as well. So, and I'm not the fastest runner. When I looked at when it happened, like, ooh, that's kind of eerie. That's probably where I'd kind of be coming in at, too. So I was like, ooh. So, but
I think everyone's had that thought. It's like, where am I going to be coming in if that would have been me? Would I have been right there?
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, wow, that could have been my family waiting for me, and you know, God forbid. But like I said, sad stuff. But hey, man, we're here talking NFL draft with Gerald Lovino, the standout punter from BC. We do like to wrap the show up with a couple off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Hey, go for it.
All right. Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you most likely taking to dinner?
Ooh, good question. I'm thinking maybe Cameron Diaz.
Nice. You know what, man? I don't know if we've ever had a Cameron Diaz, and there's nothing wrong with that selection. That's a great pick, man. I think that's our first Cameron Diaz pick. I really do.
I'm glad I could be first, yeah.
Yeah, right. and you're actually the third. Well, we got two more shows scheduled, and that'll wrap up all our draft prospect shows for 2013. So, you know, because we got to get prepared for tomorrow. But there's Cameron Diaz coming in at the finale. Even previous years, I don't recall Cameron Diaz, but I like that pick a lot. And if you had to choose one of these two professions, are you more likely to be on stage as a lead singer of a boy band, or are you more inclined to see you on the runway doing some male modeling?
I'm thinking boy band. I've been told, when I hang out with my friends sometimes, I tend to sing, or when we go to our local restaurants and stuff around here, they have one of those jukeboxes. I tend to throw on the 90s boy band stuff, you know, just because... You know, I want to make everyone happy. I want to make sure the girls are comfortable, and like I'll throw on a couple of those and sing along maybe sometimes. Not so much a runway model. I don't have a great voice either, but boy band would be the rude.
Nice. I like that. And then the final question, sometimes this is a hit or miss. Sometimes schools have a ton. Sometimes they have none. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most off-the-wall nickname at BC, and how'd they get it?
Ooh. You know what? I don't know if anyone had any insane nicknames, but or at least ones that I could talk about on a radio show. But
we get that a lot too. Sometimes the guys are like, I can't really say him on air.
I can say his nickname. I just can't really go too much into detail. But one of our freshmen, his name is Tim Joy. His nickname is Timmy Fingers.
Man, you were this late into the draft process. We should have had you on earlier, but you're just coming out firing. We got Cameron Diaz and Timmy Fingers. Sounds like Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas. Excellent stuff, man. So, hey, man, stay hungry, stay blessed. Can't wait to find out where you land in a few days. But again, man, we appreciate you sharing some time with us this morning.
No, thanks so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Boston College's standout punter, honorable mention in the ACC. Gerald Lovino, and he brought up a lot of good points. That's why I love having these guys on, because, you know, you just look at stats, and like you said, he wasn't allowed to punt, you know, in the middle of the field. Those are the things that you just don't pick up on, unless you're a guy watching BC football every single week, and it's something you pick up on. I know I would have never picked up on that, you know, and, you know, I'm sure scouts eventually pick up on things. That's what they're paid to do. But that's why we love having these kids on the show to kind of express, you know, what their positives are, the things that go unnoticed. And you fans, you folks, you NFL folks, can all get an appreciation for what this young man brings to the table. So, again, a shout-out to Gerald Lovino. And, again, if you want more of this interview, you go to c2p.com. There you can find this interview and some draft analysis of today's guest. As always, we appreciate you listening.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.